Welcome on back, BetMGM tonight. Westwood One Sports. I'm Pat Boyle. He's Cordell Woodland filling in for Brad Evans. And the phone number to join the show, 310-840-4910. You can call, you can text. If you're going to text, I don't know, just maybe listen to the show. I don't know what to do with this one, Cordell. We got a 716 number that texts in. You guys need to acknowledge that these are both playoff caliber goalies. Fine line. We haven't talked a lick of hockey on this show tonight. I don't know.
Maybe it means the center. See, it might go. You know, this autocorrect gets me sometimes when I send out tweets. Maybe he meant centers. We were talking about some of the big men in the Cavs Detroit series. I don't know. I'm trying to see what they see, but we haven't talked hockey, not even a little bit yet.
No, and Combs, now is this a text that came in within the last hour and a half that the show started? I think it is, because I think the texts come in
at 6:49 Eastern.
I don't know, man. I mean, we were talking to Cody Decker. He didn't mention anything hockey.
No.
That was during our interview with Cody. Actually, that was right after that. That was when we did Let's Go Streaking. I don't know, man. I don't know.
It's Friday, everybody.
It is Friday. He's putting the fried in Friday, that texter. 310-840-4910. 13-0 run for the Pistons. All of a sudden, they've jumped in front here to start the second quarter. It's 35-25. Detroit leads. Cleveland finally just broke that drought with a couple of free throws. But yeah, hot start for the Detroit Pistons after it looked like Cleveland had the upper hand. Cade Cunningham's got 7 points. Donovan Mitchell's got 9 points for Cleveland. James Harden and Evan Mobley also with 7. All right, Cordell, yesterday we had our NFL schedule release 2-hour special with Scott Golic and Mike Graham. Scott Graham and Mike Golic. I came back on after at 10 o'clock to a little instant reaction. But then last night, this morning, I was watching more of the schedule release social media videos. I tell you what, some of these social media teams, man, they're clever. They are funny. And I think the most savage was, as they are normally right near the top, the LA Chargers. Did you get a chance to watch their Halo-themed social media video release?
I did. The Chargers typically, and look, I'm not going to dress it up like I'm like the biggest guy when it comes to some of these schedule releases. I think the schedule release is very overblown, to be honest with you. But some of these teams do a pretty good job of really putting their production hat on and putting out some good videos. And the Chargers seem to be one of those teams every year that it seems like they always do a really good job with the production of their video. And I thought theirs was really good again this year.
Yeah, I mean, they make fun of Raiders fans by basically, saying that they're all criminals, right? They say, release the fans, and then they let them out of jail. Get after the Patriots by saying conquer the cupcakes, making fun of the Patriots' soft schedule last year. And, they do the nothing to see here when that was their alluding to the Russini-Vrabel joke. I think the biggest thing they actually had a lot of people upset was they basically had Denver Broncos Bo Nix, and they throw like a Halo grenade at his ankle and it blows up. Just poking fun there at the Bo Nix fractured ankle, which I thought was, again, that's why producer Brandon Combs labeled it the most savage. The funniest ones, the Chiefs were great. They used, I always blank on his name, the actor's name, but he was in The Hangover. He's the one that goes, not up in here. And he's in a ton of other movies. He's tremendous. I'm blanking on his name, but they had him. And I forget the actress's name as well, but it was basically like an old school commercial where they're selling products, and they did that. And they're supposed to be like a divorced married couple. They took a couple of nice jabs at some teams there. The Seahawks, they were like, oh, and, you know, here's a franchise that you can buy. It was $1 billion, but nobody's buying it. So it's only like $10 because the Seahawks are having trouble selling the franchise. So I thought that one was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, and I it's funny you bring up the Chiefs one. I was watching that actually this morning, and I thought it was okay. I'm a sucker for retro stuff. So when you start going and doing like 90s themed type of production, I'm a sucker for that type of stuff. But it looked like a lot of people weren't really feeling the Chiefs videos for whatever reason, but I saw a lot of people. Now, granted, you got to take that with a grain of salt. If you look in the comment section on anything on the internet, you're going to find nothing but negativity.
Exactly.
Anyway, which is exactly what I found.
Yeah. Rob Riggle, by the way. Thank you, Monty. Rob Riggle. He's yeah. Hilarious. I thought the Titans one was good too. They basically just went up to a bunch of people and fought and found their lookalikes for the star players on the other team. Except for Myles Garrett, when they did the Browns, they literally just found this like little, you know, husky white kid, which is funny. But a lot of the other ones were good. Especially they get this old guy wearing like a Canadian tuxedo. He's got all denim on, and he's got long blonde hair. And they're like, "Trevor Lawrence, Trevor Lawrence." He goes, "No, I'm not Trevor Lawrence." I thought that one was funny.
Actually, you know, a lot of people on the internet, they ended up putting out, I guess, some of the behind the scenes stuff earlier today, because it kind of had everybody around the world talking. Did Trevor Lawrence cut his hair? And then they kind of put the video out today saying, no, it was a wig. He's still sunshine. He still got the hair, because a lot of people were scared. And you brought up the Raiders earlier, because I think the Chargers, because of the Chargers video. I actually thought the Raiders had a pretty good video too. They went with the Step Brothers theme with Kirk Cousins and Fernando Mendoza. I thought that was pretty clever.
Yeah, it was good. It went on too long, as would most things with Kirk Cousins and Fernando Mendoza, who we've quickly learned is just as goofy. But yeah, that was the beginning was good. All right, when we come back, we're going to preview the AFC North after the schedule release here on BetMGM tonight.